I feel awkward. Today I wanted to talk about a really important topic, which is how to get revenge on the narcissist or just on the person that hurt you. Chances are, if you're watching this video, it's either through interest, maybe the title caught your attention, or you are probably somebody who is feeling really, really powerless right now. And I'm not saying this to piss you off. I'm just saying this in the sense that the whole idea of revenge stems from this deep powerlessness. But I'm glad you're here because I wanted you to watch this. You're just the person I wanted to talk to. So there's so much I want to say about this. If you're familiar with astrology, I'm just going to give you an astrology example. We have this thing called the seventh house. And for those of you that aren't familiar with astrology, just stick with me. The seventh house describes your relationships, but in traditional astrology, it describes your lovers and your enemies. Not just any lover, like the ones that you have, you know, a long-term relationship with. Anything where there is like a contractual element to it, that can mean marriage, it can also mean a long-term commitment. It describes your serious relationships and your enemies. Now, the reason I bring this up is because that's really interesting, right? Why would you want the sector of your life that is dedicated to your close business relationships and love, partnerships, and friendships to also include your enemies, right? These are people that you don't want any kind of close association with. These are people that you don't want in your life. You don't want to be thinking about them. You don't want to have any kind of connection with them. So why does this house also point to enemies? I'll tell you why. I'm going to give you another analogy. When you get a restraining order from someone, that person needs to have access to your location at all times. Isn't that so ironic? The person that you're getting a restraining order from needs to know where you are so that they know the area to stay away from. What this does is that it keeps you bonded to this person. Contractually, you are bonded to this person because every time you move, you're gonna have to update where you are, and this person gets an indication of where they are not allowed to go. So in a weird way, the very person that you're trying to get away from is always going to know where you are. How ironic is that? The reason I bring up these analogies is because it just points to the energetic agreement that happens between two people when you have this kind of tumultuous relationship. Because if you are referring to someone as your enemy, that, my friend, is a relationship. And I want you to take these analogies I'm giving you with a grain of salt. I'm not giving any kind of advice about restraining orders here, so let's just like put that out the window. But I really wanted to bring that up because I find it so interesting. If you have this kind of relationship with someone, you know, like you're like, oh, I want to get revenge on this person really hurt me, this person's my enemy, like thinking of someone as an enemy, like you think of them and you just get this feeling of disgust and revulsion, you are energetically tied to that person. As long as you feel like you want to get revenge on someone else, you are energetically tied to them. There is a part of you that is taking the experience you had with that person and assigning it a really powerful meaning. You're giving it so much meaning in your life that it's unconsciously keeping you so attached to the very thing that you want to get away from. This will actually blow your mind, but it's the truth. It's what's happening. The more you decide that you want to hate someone, you know how they say that there's a fine line between love and hate? This is what they're talking about. That bond, trauma bonding, is powerful. And this is why if you're somebody who has dealt with a narcissist, they're going to use that tool. Because narcissists are people who feel very insignificant and they thrive on feeling powerful. Every single thing that they do is for show and is for attention and is to get a sense of significance. So if they don't feel like they can be significant to you because you see them for what they truly are, they're gonna try and be significant to you in a negative way. I mean, let's just be honest, both ways are negative because we're talking about a severe personality disorder here. But when I talk about the negative way, I just mean that they're going to forcibly try to invade your aura, invade your personal space, and just thrust themselves upon you, put themselves in your face, no matter how that looks, no matter how absurd or crazy or messed up it is, so that you remember them. So if you're watching this video because you feel really powerless after having dealt with a narcissist, or you just feel like there's something in your life that happened that wasn't unfair and you're just like, oh, you're trying to figure out how to get over it, I want to offer you a new perspective. Because if someone is in so much pain and feels so completely powerless, so worthless, that they are willing to do anything to make themselves feel that sense of significance, even if it means going out and hurting other people, even if it means endlessly trying to put themselves in someone else's space or face so that they will be known, that's a really sad place to be in. And I'm not saying that you have to have empathy for this person. I'm sure if you're watching this video, that's the last thing you want to do. But I'm just saying it in the sense that appreciate where you are, because you have the capacity to feel love. The thing about narcissists is that, you know, they will surround themselves with people getting attention and feeding that endless empty hole. But if they do not get out of that, they don't experience love. Like, you could be surrounded by so many people and you still don't experience that sense of connection and love. And that's kind of like, just like missing, I'm trying to figure out how to put this into words even. It's like being so hungry that all you want to do is feast, but you can't even enjoy the feeling that comes from eating that food. You eat and you eat and you eat that food, but you can't taste it. You don't experience the delicious scent of the food, the textures of the food, the amazing feeling of having a delicious meal after you've been starving for months. Months. I'm like making this so dramatic. Like, what is this? Okay, after you've been starving all night, I wake up really hungry, so we're just gonna go with that. Or after you've been starving all day, I don't know. You're hungry and you eat and you feel full. So that's something to be grateful for, because you have the capacity to love. You have the capacity to connect with other people. And if you're watching this video, you have not been setting healthy boundaries. If you're watching this video, you're projecting an ideal self onto other people instead of seeing the red flags that are actually being shown to you. If you're watching this video, you don't believe in your own significance and your own value and your own importance. So you're drawing in these people who have an amplified sense of it, and you're projecting that aspect of you onto that person instead of reclaiming it for yourself. If you're watching this video, it's time for you to step back into that, making you the most powerful person in your life, making you the most important person in your life, because you are. So the reason I go into all of this is because if you hold on to that idea of, I want this person to go down, I want to take this person down, you're energetically keeping yourselves attached to them. Now, I don't want you to beat yourself up anytime if like thoughts of that person come into your mind, if you have dreams where that person shows up. This is all a part of the healing process. Don't beat yourself up for taking time to heal. Time heals everything. But the biggest tool that you can use to heal and really separate yourself from that energy is about shifting your perspective. And it's all about what meaning you assign to what happened. If you experience something really awful and negative in your life, and then you assign meaning to it, you're like, you did this to me and this happened and I have to make something out of it. Or I'll just give an example, like, this person did this to me, so I'm gonna get revenge on them and I'm really gonna make sure that they suffer. I want you to think about your motivation here. Everything that you're pursuing is about making that person feel something. And this is coming from a sense of powerlessness, of giving your power away, because your focus is all about that person. It's not about you. Do you see how this whole path is about avoiding yourself, avoiding the pain that you feel inside? And it's perpetuating this victim cycle of, I need to make this person feel something. And as long as you're in that cycle, you're going to attract other people who are doing the same thing, the victim perpetrator cycle. So the reason I made this video and I really wanted you to watch it is because I want to help you get out of that. There's a rainbow on the other side of all of this fuckery, but you're not gonna get out of it if you're stuck in the mindset of, I need to get revenge on this person. I need to reveal this person's true nature. I need to watch them get theirs. Trust me, they're already getting it every single day. They don't have the ability to feel love. That's like going to see the biggest diamond on the planet, not even being able to experience the beauty of it. And I know that can be kind of hard to understand in our world. It's like all about attention, money, fame, all of that. But there's so much more to life than that. What does anything mean if you have nobody to share it with? If you surround yourself with people, but you can't even connect with them. If you put on this persona to get people to love you, but they're still not seeing the real you. So be grateful. Be grateful that you have the opportunity to heal and grow and walk away from this and actually have deep connections with people. Chances are, if you're watching this video, you're somebody with a very open heart. A very big heart, a very open heart. And that's why you'll draw in these types of people that take advantage of that. If you have a very big heart, but you haven't stepped into your power yet, you probably get emotionally confused easily. Other people will take advantage of that. Not everybody. Like, most people in the world are good-hearted people. But when you come across these types of individuals, it can be really disheartening. It can make you feel really bitter inside, really angry at how fucked up the world feels to you. But as long as you keep yourself in that mindset, you're not doing anybody any favors, especially not yourself. So the best thing you could do, change that meaning. If somebody treated you badly in your life, and you know, this can range in a number of different ways. Let's say it's a fuckboy who is trying to like make you feel used and make you feel like you don't matter. Let's say it's a narcissist who's trying to cyberbully you or just bully you in person and like turn people against you. That's what they do. It's a game they enjoy. Whatever it was, don't give it that meaning. Take that meaning away. Make the experience irrelevant. And then you're truly free. This is where you really have to be willing to not take things personally. Because the things that other people do are not about you. You're always drawing in reflections for you to learn and grow. So if you drew in a narcissist, if you drew in a psychopath, you, my friend, need to set boundaries. You need to learn to trust yourself. And this is what happens when you have a very open heart and a very open energy. You're gonna draw in all kinds of people. It's like when you turn on a water faucet. Right? You have all this water coming out, but what you need to do is learn to filter through all of those drops of water coming out. I know that can sound a little overwhelming, but with practice, it gets a lot easier. And this is about tuning into your instinct and trusting your instinct. And we always know. We always know. If you have a very big heart, you're intuitive. You always know. You just discount it. You don't trust it. But you can get back in touch with that ability. And when you do, it gets stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger every single time. So if you're watching this video, you're one of those people that is ready to do that. And that's a big leap to take. Huge. You're leaving this whole victim consciousness behind and you're about to step into something so powerful in your life. I'm so proud of you if you're at this point where you're ready for this. Because this isn't easy. It's not easy to step into your power and take responsibility and accept accountability for your life and what you allow into your energy. It's so much easier to blame other people or to say, you're a bad person, you did this to me, I need to get revenge, I need to make you suffer. When you can step back and not take life personally, you can understand that life is always only ever trying to help you. Nothing that ever happens is personal. Yeah, okay, you had a shitty experience. It sucks, I get it. But the reason it happened is because it was something for you to learn from, or you needed to learn to set boundaries. There's something to learn from every single experience. And if you're drawing in a narcissist, it just represents the aspect of you that is wanting to feel more important in your life. Because if you're drawing in a narcissist, you're the type of person that gives your power away all the time to people around you. You're always putting other people first. You're letting other people make decisions for you. You're not trusting yourself. You're not trusting your instincts. You're putting yourself last. And that's why you're drawing in this person, because you're looking at someone who puts themselves first at all costs, which is also out of balance. But the reason you're drawing that in is because it's the other extreme. And that part of you, that person, represents something about your shadow, that part of you that wants to feel like you can be more important, but maybe you feel selfish for doing that. Maybe you feel like it's bad or wrong to do that. So accept it. We're so obsessed with this idea of us being completely good, narcissists included, everybody included, society, everybody in society. We're obsessed with this idea of being good, that we'll do anything possible to make the other person the bad guy and us the good guy. But I'm here to tell you that we're all mixed of light and dark, and that's a beautiful thing. Do you know how nasty something would taste if it was all sugar and no salt? You need to have those bits of salt in your dessert in order to balance it out and make it feel good. I love my shadow. You know, it's been so...